You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Ginny Smith and with me, Kate Lamble. Finally, Hannah opens wide to answer our question of the week. This week, we crunch into this question.
Hi, I'm Steve from Hampshire and I have a question about sweets. I was in the car one day with my daughter and we were playing the see how long you can keep a sweet in your mouth without chewing it game. I gave up after a minute and started chewing my sweet. I noticed that the sweet got stuck to my teeth as I was chewing, and it got me thinking, what is worse for your teeth? Sucking the sweet for ages until it goes to nothing, or crunching it straight away and having that sugary goo stuck in all the nooks and crannies of your teeth, doing all the nasty stuff that sweets do?
So, suck or chew? Which one's best for your teeth? Cambridge University dentist Mike Williams, who's also a senior clinical teacher at Guy's Hospital London, wrote in with this.
Okay, so when you eat foods that contain sugar, the bacteria in your mouth utilise this sugary substrate as their food, and as a byproduct, they produce acid. It's this acid which causes your teeth to decay. The bacteria will go on producing acid for about 20 to 30 minutes after the sweet thing has gone. This is referred to as an acid attack, and during this period, the teeth are in an environment where they might decay. They might not decay, but everything is in place that would allow that to happen. Thus, the frequency with which sweet things are eaten is important. If another sweet thing is eaten, say, 10 or 15 minutes later, there'll be another acid attack, and another, and so on. Here, the acid attacks will merge into one big acid attack, and the teeth will certainly decay. So, when sucking the sweet slowly, it means that sugar is available for a longer period of time. The acid attack would be as long as the sweet was in your mouth, plus 20 to 30 minutes.
Thanks, Mike. And Richard Crosby, dentist in Norwich, agrees, adding this caveat.
The person who ekes their sweets out and sucks them for a long length of time is likely to be doing more damage than the person who crunches them up and gets rid of them in a short space of time. I think the only other thing to bear in mind is that crunching sweets could cause some physical damage rather than the bacterial damage from decay. So you might find that if you are crunching hard sweets and you've got compromised teeth, you might actually be chipping bits off your teeth as well.
So if you're eating sweet, sugary things, try to guzzle on them as quickly as possible. But be careful not to crack your teeth. And try to clean your teeth directly after eating. Well, with that question brushed away, we develop onto this.
My name is Georgia and I'm 5. And my question is, how do grown-up cells know what they're going to be? How do brain cells know that they're going to be grown up in my brain?
So egg and sperm meet to form one zygotic cell, which goes on to give rise to 100 trillion cells of 200 distinctly different cell types, which work together to build our body and brain. How does this all happen? Hannah Critchlow, that's it for this week. Thanks to all of our guests and to Ginny Smith for joining me. The producer was Dominic Ford. Next week, we'll have a show packed to the brim with question and answers for you as we have a proper sort through the mailbox. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Kate Lamble, and thank you very much for listening.